For this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about two craft courses that Jackie recently went on.
Yeah, both courses took place in a tiny village in the Portuguese countryside. It really was a lovely place to spend a couple of days.
A lovely place, but what exactly were you doing?
2 days. The first day was spinning and the second day was dyeing.
This is wool, is it?
Yes.
Okay, and how many people were on this course?
For the first day, there were just only 4 of us, and the second day, there were 6.
Right. So the first course then was spinning, yes? And so did you actually start spinning straight away?
Not straight away, Richard. We started with the wool that came straight from the sheep, which had been washed and dried.
So what did you do with it first then?
Well, you can't spin with that wool straight away. What you have to do is brush it, really. And you have to brush it with 2 very special brushes.
So all of the fibres are all straight, I suppose.
Straight and smooth. It was really tough work. It was very funny because it looked quite easy, but pulling the wool in between the 2 brushes was quite difficult. But that was quite fun to do that straight away.
Right. So you got the wool ready. Then did you start spinning?
Well, it was ready when we turned it into little rolls. So you started the spinning with little rolls of brushed wool. We did start spinning then, but not with the spinning wheel.
Right. So what did you use then?
Something called a spindle.
Okay.
And that is something, it's a little wooden object that you literally spin and it twists the wool as it comes out of your hands.
Just a cylindrical piece of wood then, was it?
Yes, the actual spindle was quite simple, but doing that was really, really difficult.
Mm.
Try to get the thickness the same. It was either too thick or too thin, but again, it was great fun.
And then did you use the spinning wheel?
Yeah, the spinning wheel was fantastic. But you know what, Richard? It was like learning to drive because it was an old-fashioned spinning wheel.
It has pedals then?
It had pedals.
To make it go round?
Yes, you had to use both feet independently and you had to get the rhythm right so it didn't go too fast and you had to get it right so it didn't go backwards.
Oh.
And at the same time, you're making the wool go into the wheel and twisting again. I mean, all of these things all at the same time, it was really quite tricky.
And you ended up with a ball of wool, did you?
Yes, lots of balls of wool, and it was great fun.
Okay. So the second day was the dyeing course. Was that as much fun for you?
Yeah, I did enjoy it, Richard, but it was far less hands-on. It was more like watching a cooking course.
So the instructor did all the dyeing, did she?
Yeah, it was all about using natural dyeing. So you're using lichens, leaves, roots, flowers, things like that.
All things you can find outside in the garden.
Exactly.
And around.
And really, she used the same system for all the different materials. Everything was chopped up and put into a pot and boiled together with the yarn.
Mm.
It was just a shame, Richard, that she did all the cooking, I suppose. I would like to have become more involved. It was interesting when she lifted out what looked like spaghetti from the pots, and they're completely covered in the material that she had chopped up and put in the bowl. But just by taking it outside and spinning it, all that stuff came away and you're left with the clean wool.
So you mentioned you use all these natural materials. What sort of colours did you get then?
From one plant that we used the roots, we got a lovely red colour. From the lichen, we got brown. And the leaves that we used from a walnut tree, we got a lovely green colour.
So all very earthy colours, aren't they?
Yeah, so it was lovely.
And which one do you think was the best?
I enjoyed them both, but I think I preferred actually doing the first day because I was involved myself, whereas the second day I learnt perhaps a lot more. It was more interesting, but I was just watching her do it.
But I'm sure you've learned a lot.
I've already started collecting loads of lovely lichen for my next little project.
Can't wait to see that.